This is St. Louis Public Radio. The daily routine in the city of Ferguson has become one of turmoil and tear gas by night and cleanup and cooperation by day. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler tells us that was definitely the case today at the site of Monday night's confrontation.
Thirty-one people were arrested and two were shot as agitators clashed with authorities in Ferguson Monday night. Much of the action took place at the intersection of Canfield Road and West Florissant Avenue. But just a few hours later, the sun rose over a very different scene at Canfield and West Florissant, where Red's Barbecue is located. Residents and highway patrol officers work side by side to clean up the glass at Red's, where it seems that vandals have smashed in a window. One highway patrol officer, Corporal Steve Jones, says he's happy to help.
So is this kind of just all part of the job?
It is. It's another part of it. It's an important part. Just trying to keep everybody safe.
A dozen members of the Empowered Church of God in Christ in Spanish Lake also begin congregating at Red's with brooms and trash bags. Marvin Taylor is expecting a crowd.
It's supposed to be approximately 20 to maybe 50 people that's going to come out this morning, and we're going to just walk the streets and clean up.
Church members begin picking up glass, water bottles, and other debris in Red's parking lot, but the biggest mess is inside. As Red's employee Sean Wilson shows me in, it's clear the damage hasn't robbed him of his sense of humor.
And you know what's crazy? After all this, the alarm was still set this morning. You guys come on in.
The restaurant owner is out of town, so Wilson's checking out the damage for him.
And this is my boss right here. Hey, how's it going, Vernon? Yeah. Oh, not too much. I'm in the building. Yeah, everything's looking all right, though. Yeah, just the one window. They did rip the cameras off the front of the building, so hopefully you can get footage of whoever did that.
This is the second time Red's has been vandalized since Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer. The first time was on the night after the shooting, when someone broke windows and threw a roll of burning toilet paper through one of them. There's some fire damage, mostly chairs, but the fire set off a sprinkler system, good for preventing more fire damage, but bad because it's left a large pool of water under much of the seating area. Wilson's boarded up all the intact windows to protect them from future vandalism. But last night's break-in was different. Police tell Wilson they think people weren't looking to tear up the place. Instead, they were seeking shelter from tear gas and the threat of violence.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, because actually, anything moved, anything damaged. I mean, you know, we still got sodas laying out here. We still got cold sodas in there. We got cake in there. They didn't take any of the, you know, they didn't steal anything. Nothing's moved other than the glass.
Across the street from Red's, Kim Sleet surveys the damage and the cleanup while waiting for the bus to take her to work. After 11 days, she's sick and tired of the commotion and destruction, and angry over the disruption of her life and the lives of other Ferguson residents.
We have become victims as well. Go home. Kids need to go to school. They need an outlet from this crap that's going on during the day. And you know what? I am about over it. I'm done. I'm over it. Yes, I am over it.
Number 74, Florissant, St. Louis Community College, Florissant Valley.
Sleet gets on the bus and heads for her job in Clayton. But where she really wants to go is back to normal. Let us have Ferguson back, she says. Let us have some good nights of rest and peace. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.